Your speakers are broken. Adam's fucking with the buttons. That is a DJ. That's all I've got to say.
I'm like a young Brian Epstein.
Will that have come across to the listener?
What?
It was very bassy at the beginning.
No, no one knows what you're talking about.
And then you turned the volume up very loud.
No one knows what you're talking
they
about.
They don't get any of that.
I'm an expert producer.
It sounded dodgy in my ears.
It's very dodgy. It sounded dodgy in my ears.
I need to the headphones off.
I nearly broke my head.
I could just see some of our listeners driving along with this in the car and getting the fright of their life.
I'm still really curious where most people listen to the show, because I get really mixed feedback when I ask people.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes some people say the gym, some people say in the car. Christian Mario, he walks and listens to it, but he's also 60.
Ooh.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
He also gave you a load of digs as well, said that you should be up for the Everton job. We'll talk about that in a bit.
Is that a dig, is it?
You definitely.
Why?
Oh, no, I gave the dig afterwards. Because I said that Everton wouldn't have you. I forgot I was the one that gave the
dig. Oh, nice.
You weren't even there to defend yourself.
Yeah, harsh.
Not good, is it? But I told you now, so
I can do better than Lampard. He's been sacked from three jobs.
We'll talk about
that. He didn't get sacked at Derby, did he? But
don't jump the gun.
All right. Oh, you've got an order this week, have you?
Hi, welcome to a healthy obsession. I'm just looking down the running order. Intro
in big capital letters.
Yeah.
Don't forget that bit. Tick that box.
This is a healthy obsession brought to you by Small Goal Soccer. I'm Adam Thirlwell, and this is my co-host, the sweatiest man in sports entertainment.
Strange, because it's really cold outside, but it is sweaty in here.
This is the hottest room in the building.
He's got all this bloody soundproofing, which is also like weatherproofing.
Yeah, it just traps the heat.
It's just insulation.
Well, in this room, this room is surrounded by other rooms.
Oh, so. It's disgusting as well. Oh, it's got foam on the wall.
Foam everywhere. How are you going to be in sports entertainment and be scared of foam in the studio?
What are you on about? It's not like a studio's just full of foam, is it?
Well, is it?
A studio's not. This is the cheap version of soundproofing, isn't it?
Would you call it a phobia?
I'm not scared of it. I'm not like running away from it.
If you're not scared of it, touch this right now then.
Absolutely not. It's giving me goosebumps. Look at that. Look, my arms, all the hairs are standing up.
That to me sounds like fear. It sounds like fear, Thomas.
Mm.
The first step is admitting it. Oh no, that's addiction. You're not addicted to foam.
Was how many stages are there?
10, something like that. So what's happening, mate? What's going on in your life?
Oh, loads.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Spice World.
It's a mixture of many things.
Like
life stuff. Making big decisions.
What sort of big decisions?
Wife's getting a new job.
Is she?
Shouldn't put that out there. She's
You just grassed her up.
She's in trouble now.
Her current employer doesn't know.
She's looking for other opportunities.
Imagine the reach of this podcast if she got sacked because someone at the hospital found out.
Could you imagine? Nah, she's interested in some new stuff. So we've been discussing that.
Okay.
Which is that's always a big thing. You know what I mean?
It's massive.
So there's that.
Do you consider a career change?
Would I consider a career change?
Yeah, because obviously not. This podcasting's not cutting it.
Is this a career?
Yeah, definitely. Sweaty sports entertainment.
You know what? I've always thought about, or not always thought, but recently I have thought about, like, I wonder if I went into something different.
Mm.
Like, how hard would it be to grasp a new career? Because I do fancy, like, if you went into sales, like, could it be a good little salesman?
I think you'd be a great salesman.
You know what I mean? You've got to connect with people.
Yeah, because you're annoyingly persistent.
Yeah.
So that's what sales is.
Oh, I'd keep calling.
Exactly. I'm going to keep calling you until you say yes, so you just say yes now.
Just say it now.
Just do it.
Or 3, 2, 1,
say yes.
Or the next week, or the week after.
Exactly.
But I fancy myself in, like, something like that.
I've done sales before.
Have you?
Yeah, I was very good at it.
You do sales now, don't you?
Pretty much, yeah. Essentially, what I do.
Do you sell a service?
Sort of.
Is it a service?
Yeah, it would be a service.
It's not a
product, is it? I'm not selling soccer balls.
No.
So I'm selling a service.
I guess. It's an activity.
Yeah, so it's a service. I provide the service for the activity.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, no, I did a proper sales job. The only real job I've ever had was a sales job.
Yeah?
Well, I worked in a pub.
Only real job?
Yeah, right now it's not a real job.
Is a pub a sales job?
No, so, well, kind of.
You can upsell.
At the wall, yeah, because I got my teeth cut there as well. Because then, you know, you're upselling all the time,
yeah.
Rinsing people when they're steaming.
Right.
Go on, get the shots in. Come on.
You still do that now.
Yep. And, yeah, then I had a sales job after that.
Nice.
Didn't last long.
No.
No, because I went around the guy that was supposed to be my manager and sold something I wasn't supposed to sell.
Oh.
And he gave me a bollocking for it. I thought I was being creative. I actually brought in the money as well for the company, and he gave me a bollocking for it.
You broke rank. Never break rank.
That's exactly what it was. That's a great way of describing it. I broke rank. His boss was all right with it, but he, after that, hated me because I made him like a twat, and I quit.
Corporate sabotage, mate.
That's all it was. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It was quite fun for a while, but after a bit, I was like, fuck this.
I don't like all that part of it, where it's quite a political thing, isn't it?
No, and I don't even... The politics is one thing, but the time wasted at those type of corporations,
yeah.
In meetings, and just people justifying their existence, don't actually say anything. They sit here for an hour just like wanking each other off, not saying anything. What are we doing here?
A lot of red tape.
It's a shit.
Processes. Where just let me go sell stuff.
This was also 14 years ago.
Yeah.
People still had mullets.
You know what they have now?
Mm.
Like systems and processes.
It's probably worse.
It's all digital now.
It's probably worse.
It might be easier now.
I don't know if it'd be easier. Everyone's working from home. I don't think I would enjoy that. Mm. I liked the camaraderie. That was fun. And I travelled quite a lot, which was good.
Well, I'll stick to football then.
What would you do? Sales, what else?
I'd have to sell something I'd be interested in, that I'm passionate about. Yeah. Can't sell something that I wouldn't use myself.
Like printer ink.
You know what? I've got a printer that's got no ink right now.
Exactly.
I'd be in the market to buy it.
This is the sales job you want, supply and demand. You want something that people want all the time.
Or need. Yeah. What else could you go into? I don't really know what, like, different careers.
You've got two MBAs.
Yeah.
You'd walk into a job.
They're corporate, aren't they?
Well, does
business,
it have to be?
Business administration.
You could go and be like an executive at a startup company.
Become an author and write for like a newspaper. Be a journo. Oh, I could be a great journo.
I don't know if you would.
No?
I don't fancy being a good journo.
I'm not a bad little writer.
Oh, what have you written?
Some essays.
Have you written some poems?
Yeah, I'll share them with you one day.
What essay? What was the last essay you wrote?
Probably an email to the staff last week.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
I didn't leave anything out.
It's hardly Shakespeare.
Oh, it was long.
Yeah. It's like you getting all wordy in an email to the mums and dads.
There were a lot of hidden messages in there, mate.
I'm sure there were. All right. So we've got writer, salesman.
Journo is what I want to be.
But journalists are dead now. They're all just freelancers. It's not like used to where you just worked for a newspaper.
I fancy being a photographer.
Do you?
I'm decent at taking pictures.
Are you?
Yeah.
I've never seen you take a picture.
Exactly. Well, it's not the process of watching me take the picture, is it? It's the
what comes out
the lens.
Yeah, but I can't see the picture if you don't ever take your picture.
What comes in the lens? It doesn't come out the lens, does it?
No.
Yeah.
You don't even know that.
No.
So, yeah, we'll get better at that anyway.
Point and snap.
Should we give a little small goal soccer update?
Oh, go on.
Should we give a Vegas update?
National championship coming up.
Yeah, AHL Football Club are going.
When's registration close?
Wednesday.
Wait, are we called AHAFC?
No, Phoenix Celtic.
We're going to Celtic.
Definitely.
We've got a kit. We're in the hoops.
Yeah, I'll take the kits.
Clean them.
Do you have to take them on a plane?
Might need two sets.
I'll ship them there.
Might need two sets.
Home and away. No one's going to wear hoops.
But we need two sets.
We're not having a kit clash in
hoops.
Yeah,
we play on two different days, mate. Imagine how sweaty we are from Saturday, and then you've got to wear that on the Sunday.
Good shout.
Stinky. Horrible.
Who's taking... All right, well, I'll carry one, you carry the other.
We could do that, or just, yeah, that's what we'll have to do.
Or ship them to Vegas.
We'll take them as carry-on luggage.
Mm.
You have to, because imagine they get lost.
We did it in Austin.
Imagine they get lost on transit and we've got no kits.
And they get lost in Austin.
We're playing skins.
Yeah, perfect.
And it'll be cold in Vegas, by the way.
It will, won't it? That's it. Are you excited to go?
I am now.
Now I've brought it up.
Yeah. You know, last week I said I was going to start getting fit.
Yeah.
It's not happened.
Yeah, have you just doubled down on a bad diet?
I went to the gym twice.
Yeah, and you've eaten worse than ever.
I had a massive plate of nachos last night.
And you had nachos on Friday. Irish nachos.
Well, they were I only had about half of them. They were disgusting.
Do you want to talk about the pub quiz?
Oh, we did. There's a lot going on. That's what we've been doing.
We went to a pub quiz on Friday. How do you think it went?
We were pathetic.
It was bad.
It's a very hard quiz.
It was one of the hardest quizzes I've ever been to.
Very difficult. Yeah.
And four people at the table were relatively well educated.
Yeah, we were bad. To be fair, we overthought a lot of the questions. We had the answer, and then we talked ourselves out of the answer.
It's like taking a penalty. Don't change your mind halfway through.
And we did a lot of that.
You had about four right, and then everyone questioned it.
I got a big time one right. What was it?
Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner, yeah.
Who was on the Playboy cover in 2017?
Yeah, in October.
Who
or
was
November.
The male on the cover of Playboy?
Yeah. Hugh Boy.
Yeah, you got that one right.
Yeah.
Okay, and I got the Sir Mix-a-Lot song right.
Yes, you did. Of course, you did. Yeah. That was bizarre. I don't know how you got that. Anyway, so we went to a little pub quiz. We had a bit of panic when we actually got there because the what would you call him? The
MC?
The Quizmaster.
Yeah, Quizmaster.
Wasn't present, so we thought we just made up that there was a quiz. And
how did you even hear about the quiz?
We went once, and by accident, there was a quiz. So we were like, we'll do it.
Every Friday.
Yeah, and then we just assumed it was every Friday after that. Well, there was nothing to say that it was every Friday. It could have been once a month, it could have been a one-off.
Worst case, though, you get a pint and something to eat and you go home.
Now it's every Friday.
Now it's like, that's your life now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, big time. Do you want to talk about some footy?
I probably should.
Anybody that wants to sign up for Las Vegas, by the way, you've got until Wednesday.
That's the deadline?
That's the deadline. And
which this is being released on Tuesday, so you've got 24 hours.
You've got 24 hours, and there's three spots left. One in men's division one, one in co-ed one, and one in whatever division we're in, division five.
No, we're in two.
We're going in five. We're going what? One. Let's get in one.
I'm not
going
to D1.
Why?
Get better.
I'm scared.
I'm not scared. I'm sensible. I'm realistic.
We've got some real players in the team.
I want to win division two.
We've got no players.
We're not going to win division one.
You're the best player on the team. Sad state of affairs.
Do you mean that?
Let me think who's in the team.
I'm the best player.
No, Skyler's the best player on the team. You admitted Skyler's better than you.
Skyler's all right. Skyler's fitter than me. That's the difference.
He's better than you.
Fitter. And he can kick it harder.
He's got a powerful shot.
Smash it.
Yeah. You're the engine of the team, though.
He's not got my craft.
Don't know what that means. should we talk about real football?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And I'll be in England in February. So anyone that listens to the show wants to meet up and buy me a pint, you can do that as well. Because we have the podcast, so they should buy us the pints. Is that how it works? You're not having that?
That silences all the people that want to buy you a pint.
That's all right. Fine, I'll buy my own pint.
Oh, yeah.
I've already got someone that listens to the show buy me a pint. So.
Do you know how much a Wembley pint costs?
In the Wembley, what's it called? The Wembley suite. It's free, mate.
It's not free.
With the ticket.
You'll be selling that because Man United won't be in the final.
Play Forest tomorrow. Oh, no, Wednesday.
Is this when you find out?
Yeah, no. It's the first leg.
First leg.
Yeah, first leg. Oh. All right, let's jump to some football anyway. Enough of your bullshitting. Let's back up to Thursday because that's when Manchester City took on Tottenham Hotspur.
Yep.
What happened?
What did happen?
4-2. It was a pretty typical Spurs performance, but what did you make of it as a Tottenham Hotspur diehard anorak?
Well, let's... Let's put it in perspective. So, to be fair, it was a bit of a surprise we were 2-0 up at half time. It was two kind of out of nowhere goals, wasn't it, really?
What did you make of the ball out at the back for the first one? He stitched Rodri up and then he bollocks it.
Just overplaying, isn't it? Just
what
like...
are you doing? You're giving that with a man on at right. The top of the 18 yard line. Even if he had a good touch, he still would have been under a lot of pressure.
Just terrible decision making. It's over footballing for me.
The man said he looked complacent to you.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Did you hear what Pep said at halftime?
No, what did he say?
He just said you need to be better prepared and walks out of the dressing room.
Did you hear what Harry Kane said at halftime?
What did he say?
Lads, we can't let Arsenal win the league. Throw it away. That's what happened. We didn't lose because we wanted to lose. Oh, no, we lost because we wanted to lose.
Emerson Royale scored, Tom.
Yeah, he's hit with the head of wind, didn't it?
No, it's an accident.
Why was he in the... Better question, what was he doing there?
Yeah,
why
no was business. He in the six-yard right box? Before half-time.
Right back. We've just gone 1-0 up, and he's bombing on.
It was... second half was a Riyad Mahrez show.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they are a world-class team. They're full of talent, and we're pretty bad defensively. So, 4-2 is about what you might expect.
Do you want a pretty scary statistic?
Regarding who?
Tottenham.
Go on.
They've conceded 51 goals so far this season. Do you know how many goals the two teams that were relegated 20th in place and 19th place conceded all season last season?
Probably like 49 and...
53.
Yeah.
Spurs are two away from the relegated total. They can't defend.
Yeah. Imagine if we were better in the back.
You'd be all right.
It'd be solid.
Because Harry Kane can't stop scoring, but you can't defend. And Hugo Lloris has forgotten how to play.
He's yeah.
Get him out there. Get him out of the squad.
It's got to be time, hasn't it?
There's already talk of Conte gone in the summer.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to renew his contract. Right. But again, we'll get to it, but Spurs have just played again today.
Right.
And now he's like, loves Spurs again.
Pep Guardiola also said after the game, he had a bit of a jab at the City fans who booed them off at half-time when they were 2-0 down. What did you make of that?
What was his jab?
Oh, he said that they were silent for 45 minutes.
But yeah, give them something to cheer about.
And then they were booing at half-time.
That's your job. Can you imagine someone doing a play? Right? Can you imagine you do a play or a concert, right? And you're just really bad. You don't expect everyone to cheer at the end of it, do you? It's the same thing. Sport, football is a performance. People are there to be entertained. If they're not entertained, if they don't approve of your performance, they've got to let you know. Like, what's he on about?
But for how good Man City are, should you be getting booed at half-time?
If you have standards.
Booed at half-time for the team that have won 4 out of the last 5 Premier League titles?
Yeah, because they're not going to win this one at that rate. 2-0 down. That was the white flag.
Who will win it?
If they would have lost that game, if City would have lost that game, Arsenal would have won the league.
Spurs have changed it. Are you boiling it down to one game?
Spurs have changed it. We were like, no, we're not going to let this happen. We can't win it ourselves. We're going to help City win it.
Would you? Yeah, well, you'd rather that anyway, wouldn't you?
100%.
Elsewhere on Saturday, the weekend kicked off with an absolute drab affair.
Oh my God, Liverpool Chelsea.
Doesn't need any talking about, does
it? Mid-table dross.
Rotten. Don't even want to talk about that.
They're both so bad.
Chelsea are still trying to sign another fullback today.
Just spend. Where's his money coming from?
Yeah, he's got some dough.
It's wild.
He's got some dough, hasn't he?
I don't know how he could justify it. I don't get it.
Elsewhere.
That's all of that, is it?
Do you have anything else to say, Liverpool and Chelsea?
Well,
they are both shit.
Well, I do. Like, go on. Where does Klopp go from here?
Well, we talked about it last week. I think he's got some big players missing. Right, and I'm not defending the man.
Right.
But Diaz is out,
yep.
Jota's out. That's some firepower, right? He's got an aging midfield. They desperately need to sign a midfielder. Yep. And Van Dijk's out, who's arguably one of the best centre-backs in the world.
I hope he goes at the end of the season.
Why?
I'm just tired of him.
Where do you think he'd go? Spurs?
No, I think he'd go maybe back to Germany.
Yeah, Bayern Munich.
Yeah, probably end up in international football, maybe.
Yeah, you think so?
Possible.
I think he's too hands-on to do international football.
I think it's somewhere in his career.
Yeah, when he's still quite young.
Yeah.
So, Bournemouth 1, Forest 1.
Great.
Want to talk about that?
Nope.
Leicester 2, Brighton 2. Good draw for Leicester.
We talked about it so many times. Brendan Rodgers just hanging around. Doing the bare minimum.
Did you see he was very upset this week, though?
Was he?
There were drones over the training ground.
But why? What's that bothering him for?
So someone was filming them training
from the other team, yeah. Or just a random one?
No. It was Brighton.
No, it wasn't.
That's what he said,
mate. Can you imagine? You wouldn't go and fly a drone over and expect to get away with it. You know what I mean? Get out of here.
Well, somebody was, Tom.
Yep.
Elsewhere, Southampton 0, Aston Villa 1.
Yeah, big
you know, Emery's doing well.
Yeah.
He's turned Villa around. Gerrard was taking them down.
Yeah, he's getting them going a bit.
Yes.
Yeah, go for him.
And the one that put the dagger in to young Frank Lampard. Let's talk about that. So West Ham desperately needed a result, yep. And they beat Frank Lampard's Everton, well, formerly Frank Lampard, 2-0. West Ham needed the result.
Oh,
unprofessional.
Unpopular.
Unprofessional.
Is it?
Very.
Well, no, I'm not. You can't be professional if you get paid.
You're semi-professional.
So, yeah, barely semi-professional.
All right, Everton, Lampard, what do you make of all that shite? He's been fired today, as of recording the podcast.
I feel a bit bad for him. I think he's...
a bluffer.
It's really difficult because I thought he went to Chelsea too early. Now, it's hard for him to turn it down, right, at the time, but he'd just come off of... It wasn't like he'd done an incredible job with Derby. He'd done a good job, right?
Where did they get? They were in the playoffs, weren't they?
Yeah, and then he went. I think they lost to Leeds in the semi-final, maybe. Maybe they beat Leeds and lost in the final, I think.
They lost in the final.
And he took the Chelsea gig. And again, it was hard for him to say no to the Chelsea gig, right? Because it's a big move and you fancy yourself at a time. But it was too early in his career. And that didn't go well. And then he sort of refused to go back to the lower levels, didn't he? So he took this Everton job that really... It's a squad that's just not there. They've sold Richarlison in the summer, so he's had his hands tied there. So he's been put in a really difficult situation. I think he's just too early in his career for the roles he's been in. He's not gone through enough to really be rounded enough to handle these kind of situations. So he was a hell of a footballer, and I'm sure he's a good manager. I mean, some of the players have said some really good things about him.
But there was supposed to be some mutiny in the dressing room as well. And yeah. You look around, I was just looking at the starting lineup against West Ham. It's not a terrible team of individuals. Yeah. There's some good individuals in the team, but they've got a... You look at this now, they've got 18 games to go.
Yeah.
They've only won 3 games all season. Realistically, to stay up, they're going to need... They've got 15 points right now. What's the going for staying up, roughly?
I mean, it's 27 plus normally, 30 points, somewhere around there.
So they're going to have to win 7 more games this season out of 18.
Yeah.
The odds are firmly stacked against them staying up.
Well, so are the other teams around them. It's really tight. I mean, who's bottom right now?
Southampton are bottom. They're
with
down.
What? With what?
15.
Okay, and then who is 10th?
10th, Chelsea.
With what?
That's funny to look at.
With what?
29. The gap comes at 14th.
Okay, so 14th. What are they on?
Leicester are on 18. They're only 3 points out of it.
18. So there's 3 points from bottom to 14th. I mean, nobody's down, are they?
Yeah, but what's all right? So any of the teams that are down there are going to have to win about 7 games to stay up. Everton, that doesn't look like it's going to happen unless they make it a good appointment as the next manager.
Daishi.
Come on. It's who else is it going to be?
It's got to be him.
It has to be Daish.
Or Allardyce off the couch.
If you're a betting man, if Daish gets the job tomorrow, do Everton stay up?
Yes.
They do?
Yeah. No doubt about it.
And then Daish gets the England job.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Would it be good? You'd love that.
I'd love it.
Just so defensive and sweaty.
Just we'd win.
Lumping the ball into Chris Woods.
Finished 3rd in our World Cup qualifying group.
Yeah,
have to go through a playoff.
Yeah, against win the playoff Estonia.
Win the playoff on pens.
Yeah.
After a 0-0 draw.
Just long balls into Chris Woods.
Yep.
I like it.
I'm into it.
All right. Elsewhere, another kind of non-event. Crystal Palace 0 Newcastle 0.
You said. We were talking in the pub on Friday.
Mm.
You said this would be a easy Newcastle when you said Newcastle are going to walk it.
I don't think I said that.
Yes, you did. No, I got irate about it.
Do you have evidence of that? Like, of course I don't. We record it on the podcast?
I'm not a creep.
That wasn't me that said that.
Not a creep, but I'll sit there and record conversations.
I wouldn't have said that. I wouldn't have said that. You would have said that because you don't like Vieira.
No, I said, I think Vieira will get a result.
You did not.
Did.
You've never ever
and you
said
went,
that.
Ah, nah, Newcastle, Palace are awful, blah, blah, blah.
You've reversed that. Everyone that listens to the show knows you hate Patrick Vieira.
Yeah, I do, but I've started to believe in him.
You want him at Tottenham?
No, definitely not.
You couldn't, could you?
No, never.
All right.
He would never.
Newcastle still in the Champions League spots, though. They are 3rd after today. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Manchester United and Arsenal, a bit more about Spurs, a bit more other stuff.
Yeah.
We are back, second half of A Healthy Obsession. I suppose it's about time we talk about it. Neither of us want to, but that's what everyone came for today.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, you know what? It is a bit shit, this.
No, yeah, neither of us fancy talking about it.
As much as I didn't want you to win this game, I wanted you to win this game. I needed you to win this game.
It was a very good game. It was an entertaining game of football.
Yeah.
It was very good. And the Emirates, the first time, how long has the Emirates been open? 20 years? Maybe.
Was the atmosphere good?
Incredible.
No. It was not incredible.
It was good, Tom.
It was not incredible,
I've never heard the Emirates like that.
Yeah, it doesn't make it incredible. It just means you heard the Emirates for once.
Don't start getting upset again.
Yeah, but I hate that.
Something positive Arsenal.
You've defined it as incredible. United, it's not incredible.
United lost.
Incredible.
It was a good atmosphere. Is
good,
that better?
Good. That's fair. I did not go... That's a brilliant atmosphere. Think, oh, wow.
How are you getting wound up? Your defeat was a week ago. It's my turn to get wound up.
All right, go on.
No, honestly, I thought the atmosphere was good. It's the first time I've heard the Emirates sound like a football ground.
Yeah.
Usually it just sounds like a little fucking library.
Only seen when they're winning.
Yeah, and you could like rarely hear anything except for Arsenal fans going, Arsenal, for an hour. Muppets.
Horrible, horrible song.
Yeah.
That's the best I can come up with.
Yep. They're enjoying themselves though, aren't they?
Are they?
So let's talk about it. 3-2 win with a 90th minute winner from Nketiah. Let's start at the beginning though. Big talk was around Casemiro not being available, and he opted for Scotty McTominay in midfield alongside Eriksen.
Yeah, I thought it was a risky move.
I did as well. Surprised he didn't play Fred.
Yep.
Easy to say in hindsight, I know, but...
Well, he was fantastic against City. So like, how do you leave him out?
Right, I thought it would just be the same job against Odegaard.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly it. Just do the same again. Follow him around. Don't let him go.
Yeah, so there's a lot of talk about Casemiro missing, but United didn't do terribly in the first half. I thought they did okay. They just...
Well, you went 1-0 up. Great start.
Rashford, a great goal. He's on fire. Yeah, he really is. In good
He's
form.
A proper confidence footballer, isn't he?
Totally. I mean, I forgot he was even a footballer for a year, and now he's back and like he scored like 10 and 11.
He's outstanding at the moment.
He looks unplayable, but yeah, a nice goal. It wasn't particularly against the run of play. United were doing okay.
It was an even game at the time.
Even game. They kept the ball pretty well. I think the possession was dead even in the first half, and they're defending for the equaliser. Arsenal deserve credit. It was good build up to the goal. Yep. Nice cross from Xhaka. But what were United doing at the back? There was no. I don't know. Wan-Bissaka ended up at left back, and it's terrible.
You
defending.
Were raving about him last week, but I think he's had a bad performance this week.
He didn't. He was okay against Palace. He just didn't play very well against Arsenal. There's a couple of times where his positioning was so bad.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he's up to, but Arsenal deserve credit. It was a decent goal. And they nudged in front in the second half.
Yeah.
What did you make of their performance overall as an Arsenal hating man?
All right.
Give it to us, Tom.
They're a good team.
Mm.
There's no doubt about it, right?
They are.
They play some very good football. They're very structured. Yeah.
The midfield's very good.
Odegaard's brilliant.
But the combination of the three of them in the midfield is very good. Partey and Xhaka.
I'm not going to comment Partey, and I hate Granit Xhaka. So Odegaard is very good.
He is good.
That's where I'm at.
United struggled with him.
You know what? United played with two in midfield, didn't they?
No, they played three.
Was it three? Who was the third man?
In the first half, it was... Who did he play at the top of the three? Fernandes.
Yeah, it's a loose third man in there, isn't it?
He's not doing much defence.
It's not really a third man in there.
You know who I thought was decent was Weghorst. I thought he did okay.
What? I'm surprised he started him.
I am surprised he started him.
I didn't
him
see
sure.
that on the cards.
I didn't see him starting him, but I thought he did okay.
Yeah.
So he gives definitely another option for United.
He's a target.
Yeah, and he was much better on the ball than I thought he was going to be.
Not bad with his back to goal, is
it? Good with his back to goal. Nice little layoffs, nice 1-2s. He did the job that he was in there to do.
Yeah.
No service, though. Now, if you're going to have a play like that, you need it. The crossing for United was terrible. The amount of professional footballers that can't beat the first man from a cross is pretty shocking.
Well, do you know what? A bit of insight on it. Because players use defenders to whip balls around. So you kind of play that channel because you want to hit that gap right behind them in front of a goalkeeper.
Mm.
So that's why it happens a lot, because you use it as a reference point. So it's naturally going to happen. It's not that they're just shitting, hitting it straight at the first man. It's just natural part of how they're aiming.
Yeah, no.
Otherwise, if you get round him, you go straight into the keeper's arms. No one goes, stop it into the keeper. So it's just one of those things.
So it's not something that you think is a problem with footballers being unable to cross a football?
No, it's just a very, very difficult thing to do.
The second goal was a beauty as well for Arsenal from Saka.
Yeah.
Luke Shaw struggled. He kept standing off him. And then it gave him a load of space. But I guess if you commit, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Saka, he's so hard to play against. He did the same against Tottenham. We didn't know it was a Sessegnon up against him. Didn't know whether to go tight or drop off.
Mm.
Same thing happening with United. Pick your poison. If you get too tight to him, he'll spin you and do you. If you sit off him too far, he'll run at you. And it's impossible,
it's a
really.
Beautiful second goal.
It's really frustrating from an England perspective, because you see Rashford playing really well, you see Saka playing like he is, and it's like, I know he was good a month ago. Saka was good in the World Cup, but
Saka was good in the World Cup. Rashford never got a minute.
Yeah.
He didn't play him.
Get them both on the pitch.
Should be both in the team. Lovely little equaliser from Martinez.
Your man.
He's a little mad fucker. He shouldn't even be sticking his head in for that goal. The boot was next to his face and he just went for it.
The butcher.
I liked that goal though.
Yeah.
It was an enjoyable goal, wasn't it?
It's one of those goals that you're like, wow.
It was up in the air for about a minute.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. It was good. And then, of course, a 90th minute winner.
Yeah, a lot of people questioning whether it was offside or onside. It was onside.
It was onside.
Was it just clutching at straws?
Zinchenko wasn't offside either.
Bloody shite from you lot to concede in the last minute. Hold on for a draw.
Yeah,
are you doing?
You know what, though?
You're away from home against the team's top league. Maybe take a point at that point. Like, that. Just shut the door.
I don't think that it wasn't that United weren't trying to do that. If I'm being very honest, Arsenal deserved to win. United were on the ropes for... Yeah. 90% of the second half. Arsenal were all over them.
Yeah, but shut it out.
They were trying. It's not like they weren't trying to.
What are you on about? Oh, they deserved it. So I don't care if they deserve it or not. Arsenal, do your bloody job.
Arsenal were a better team. Mate, you don't think it has annoyed me? Okay, it fucking irritates me.
Well, because a week ago, after you beat City, you thought you were going to win the bloody league.
I still do.
No, you're not.
I still do.
No, I think City will win the league.
I think they knocked the wind out of ourselves. That was the first defeat in 12.
Yeah, but you also, coming off the back of the City win, you drew with Palace and then you lose Arsenal.
Yeah, but the Palace game.
So basically,
I'm not having that. The Palace game.
So City games mean nothing.
Palace had no shot on target. Yeah. It was a sweaty free kick. Yeah. We should have won that game.
Yeah, but like you just said, Arsenal did, because they deserved to win it by your words. But Palace, what happened?
No, Palace didn't deserve a draw.
You know they did, but they shut the door.
Yeah, but United, they scored in like the 88th minute. Whatever. I wouldn't call that shutting the door. No, I thought Arsenal were a better team. United were on the ropes. De Gea made a couple of great saves. United struggled to keep contain them. They did.
Yeah.
But we go again.
We ain't got a choice. Still a whole half a season to go.
We got Forest on Wednesday in the cup.
Brilliant.
Going to make or break my holiday.
Probably break it. You're going to lose.
No, they're not.
Is he going to play your B team?
Weghorst is going to get a hat trick.
Weghorst isn't going to play. He's a big game player now.
Yeah, he's in the starting lineup against Arsenal.
He's a starter.
So, realistically, Arsenal, best start in their history to a season.
I mean, they're on track to win the title. There's no doubt now.
They're a little 8 clear of City.
I started the year saying, let's see how they do when they come into some big games. They've handled all the big games.
They've got City at the weekend.
Yeah. Well, God, we really, really need City to win that. Just to make it interesting.
Well, and also because you hate Arsenal. Yeah, City right now are 5 points behind, but Arsenal have got a game in hand.
Yeah, so you beat them.
So if they beat City, they'll be 8 ahead with a game in hand.
They could go 11 ahead.
Ugh.
Could go 11.
That's a lot of points. You're not dropping 11 points.
We really, really, really need City to win.
The neutral.
Premier League needs it to win. So we need a dodgy ref.
That's on Friday. Oh, no, no, no. Wait. Oh, no, they play in the Cup.
They're playing each other in the Cup?
It's FA Cup on Friday. Oh, yeah. This weekend's FA Cup.
They're playing each other in the FA Cup?
Yeah.
Oh, pathetic.
City and Arsenal in the FA Cup. That's shit.
Who are Spurs playing?
Oh, no one cares. Spurs are out, I think.
No, we're not.
And then Spurs play City the week after.
Brilliant. Oh dear.
Yeah, so it's FA Cup this week. I forgot all about that. And there's no good ties except for City and Arsenal. The rest of them are shit.
Why can't the Premier League get any momentum? Stop.
And they've just cancelled the May 6 weekend games for the King's
Coronation.
Coronation Street.
The crowning.
Yeah. Not having that either.
Yeah. You should go.
Elsewhere on Sunday, Leeds and Brentford 0-0. Jesse Marsh in trouble, Tom. They're going down, aren't they?
They might be in trouble.
You've changed your opinion on him though. Just at half time you were having a bit of a read about him. You've changed your tune.
There's a really funny thing going around that apparently someone's got some of his half time notes that he's left pretty. Oh no, his half time pre-game notes, keys to the game. That he's printed out on a piece of paper and probably put on the wall, which is common stuff in a change room, right? But the keys are a bit questionable. I mean, he's put minimal width, very vertical, and counter press. Key to the game: fast start, always stay online. What's that mean? Just like that should be a standard of any Premier League football team. Like, be focused.
Right.
Like, that's not something you should have to put on the wall.
All right, let me ask you a question. I'm just curious. As a coach, how do you stay away from the cliches and the kind of shit things? Because some of it needs saying, doesn't it?
Some of it's reminders, right? I think I'm not sure. Like, keys to the game, I do understand. Like, start fast, right? But let's be honest. When you actually dig into that key point, is there ever a time where you'd say start slow, lads?
Right.
You don't.
No.
Right.
Should be obvious.
Right. It's a strange one. So. I don't know. I think it's a little bit.
You think he's going to get found out?
I'm not impressed with reading that.
Apparently, the Leeds fans are sort of turning on him now.
I think there's only so much of the honeymoon period that sticks around. He kept him up last year, but now you've really got to start implementing. And I think
well, it happened with Lampard, didn't it? Where he kept them up, and you need to build on that. And neither of them have. They're not playing any better football.
It's weird because like we talk about, the bottom half of the Prem is a bit drossy. Like they're all very similar kind of teams at the moment. Right. Like it's a bit all over the place. That's more entertaining than the top right now.
Well, it will be if City. Well, that's no. It's an FA Cup game. Doesn't matter. Keep forgetting about that.
City are going to beat them 3-0, aren't they?
in the cup.
Yeah, and then lose in the league.
Last game of the weekend, City beat Wolves 3-0. Haaland's on 25 goals. What the fuck?
Top scorer last season was 23. Salah and Son both had 23.
He's got 18 games to go.
How many pens has he scored? 6 or 7?
He scored one on Sunday, didn't he? Yeah. So he's still...
He's 25.
25.
I mean, he's on track for 40.
Yeah, he should get 40.
Imagine he gets 40 and they still don't win the league.
That'd be bad. But that would show you, like, against United, when he doesn't get the ball, City struggle.
Yeah. Well, City's style have changed with Haaland, and we haven't really got time for this, but like their style of football is completely different with Haaland because he's a focal point now, whereas it used to be shared around a little bit and everyone had their kind of input. Now it's very much to create for Haaland, which I think has knocked him out of a rhythm a little bit.
I thought about Arsenal reminded me of it where they lost Gabriel Jesus and they're still riding the wave. Like, this boy's coming and he's killing it, and they signed Trossard and he looked half decent against United.
He did look good, didn't he?
He looks very good on the ball.
Another typical Spursy thing. Apparently we went in for him and went backwards and forwards for a week, and then Arsenal just went, we'll give you double what they're paying.
Yeah, we'll have him.
Thanks.
Come and get a Premier League winners medal.
Oh, such cheapskates.
Alright, so let's wrap up. Arsenal top 50, City are on 45, Newcastle are on 39, also Manchester United are in 4th on 39. Tottenham beat Fulham today 1-0 with a Harry Kane goal, so they're on 36, and Brighton on 31 alongside Fulham in 7th. The bottom 3 is Southampton, Everton on 15, and Bournemouth are on 17. It's tight down there, as Tom just said, it's very, very sweaty, and there's lots going on, isn't there?
There's a lot going on, mate.
You need to go, don't you?
No, give me a second. I was actually interested. I want to look at this because we always talk about Prem. Mm. Let's have a little look at the Championship real quick and see how that's looking, because I want to see the table here.
You going off script here?
Burnley, 5 points. Well, just, I haven't looked in a while. Burnley, 5 points clear at the top. Return of the Burnley. That would be brilliant if they come up, because you've got... who's our Manchester City legend? Who's the manager?
Manchester City legend's manager.
Midfielder, Dutch boy. Belgian
about?
Boy.
You just changed his nationality.
He's Belgian. He used to be the captain. Can't think of his name.
For who?
He used to be the Man City captain.
Right.
And now he's the manager at Burnley.
Vincent Kompany.
Yeah, Vincent.
Yeah, that
I'd enjoy seeing him in the Prem.
They're cruising as well, aren't they?
Yeah, so I mean, the 5 points clear. If you're listening.
I wasn't listening.
Sheffield United second, Watford third, Blackburn. I'd love Blackburn to come back up.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Old school Prem club.
Yeah, it would be nice to get
I don't want Norwich to come up. No. I don't want Watford to come up.
No. West Brom, where are they?
West Brom, 10th. Stay
don't want
down
them up. They'll end up. I don't want any of those teams
Luton are in. Luton are one spot outside of the playoffs.
Get Luton and Blackburn in.
Sunderland, 9th.
Yeah, I'll have that. I'll have
one
Sunderland
point
back.
Out of the playoffs.
Have Sunderland back.
Millwall.
Yeah.
Millwall in the Premier League.
Get Millwall,
brilliant.
Luton and West Ham in the same division. Bloodbath.
I'm all about that one. And then at the bottom of it, Wigan, bottom, Blackpool. Down there, Huddersfield Town down there.
The North West is dying in the Championship.
Yeah, it's not good. Rotherham are down there.
Ugh.
Yeah,
a little sweaty.
That's where it is, mate.
All right.
Cool.
Do you have to go now?
Yeah, now I have to.
Have you got anything you want to add before we go?
Not really.
This has been a Healthy Obsession episode 213.
Are we there?
Yeah.
It's depressing.
When do we quit? 250?
When are we going to start making money?
That never happens. As soon as the content gets a bit better, so preparing.
Nope.
Tom didn't even know his own team were playing today, by the way.
Yeah.
I had to update him and let him know Tottenham were playing.
On the phone, he goes, "Oh, I just need Fulham to score." I went, "Oh, they're playing." He went, "Spurs." I'm like, "Oops."
To be fair, there's so much football going on, it's very hard to keep up with.
Just my Spurs heart's dead.
Wait. What's that drink you've got?
It's called Alani Nu.
Any good?
You know what, I think it was Sarah's and I was leaving and I had a choice of making a coffee or stealing this. I think she wants this for work tomorrow, so we have to. You know, the weird thing is, I don't know where you buy these.
I've never seen it before.
Where am I going to replace it?
Well, it looks horrible.
It's going to be a nightmare, because if I don't have one back in the fridge tonight, tomorrow morning she's going to go mental.
Well, and if you go to like the health food shops, there's like 6,000 of those types of drinks.
It's called Blue Slush.
Just get her something similar.
I might just fill this back up.
Yeah, fill it with Gatorade.
Even though it's cracked open.
Alright, cheers for listening, everyone. Healthy Obsession, smallgoalsoccer.com for all your footballing goodness. We'll be back next week.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.